Senator Dziedzic.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant at Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, will you be so kind as to stand for prayer? Members, today's chaplain is Reverend Jennifer McNally from St. Anne's Episcopal Church in West St. Paul. As usual, members, following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
When the Hebrew prophets spoke with God, it strengthened them for the work they were called to do. When Jesus prayed, he found a sense of sacred oneness. When Buddha meditated, he developed deeper levels of awareness. Salah, the Islamic prayer practice, offers a chance to slow down and connect regularly throughout the day. People of no religious traditions find value in taking a minute to breathe. Regardless of our beliefs or our non-beliefs, when we take time to be still and to listen inward, we almost always come away feeling more aware and refreshed and centered. So I invite you into this moment of centering. God of many understandings, may the members of this body seek to build a world without dividing walls. May they be quick to listen and slow to speak. May they seek wisdom and show integrity. May love and compassion guide their decision making. In the complexities of the issues they address, may they learn from one another with tender and courageous hearts. May the members of this body live as an example of what it looks like to celebrate the differences that might otherwise divide us, differences of age, of culture, of opinion, of ability, of religion. May they choose we and our over me and mine. May justice and peace thrive in this sacred space, and may the people under the care of this body thrive in the world this body shapes. May the God of many names bless the great state of Minnesota and these United States. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, members. The secretary will take the roll.
Abler, Anderson, Barr, Bolden, Carlson, Champion, Coleman, Swadzinski, Dames, Dibble, Dornick, Dreheim, Drazkowski, Duckworth, Dziedzic, Eichhorn, Farnsworth, Fate, Frentz, Green, Grunhagen, Gustafson, Hochschild, Herr, Hoffman, Housley, Howe, Jasinski, Johnson, Klein, Coran, Kroon, Kunisch, Kupek, Lang, Latz, Liskey, Limmer, Lucero, Mann, Marty, Matthews, McQuaid, McEwen, Miller, Mitchell, Mohammed, Morrison, Murphy, Nelson, Umu Verbaten, Pappas, Pa, Port, Pratt, Putnam, Rarick, Rasmussen, Rest, Seeberger, Utke, Weber, Wiesenberg, Westland, Westrom, Wickland, Zhang.
Members, pursuant to Rule 14.1, the following members intend to vote pursuant to 40.7. Howell, Lang, and Port. Members, a quorum is present. Members, if you want to follow along, as usual, I'm on the Senate agenda, dated Wednesday, May 3rd, 2023. We will begin with the second order of business, executive and official communications. The following communications were received and referred as indicated. Members, no action is required. Members, we will now proceed to the third order of business. Messages from the House. The Secretary will read the message.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file herewith returned. Senate file number 2369, a bill for an act relating to economic development, modifying economic development policy provisions. Signed, Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Members, no action is required. Members, there's a message to read at the desk.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House file herewith transmitted, House File Number 2. Signed, Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Members, no action is required. The next order of business is the fourth order of business, first reading of House bills. The Secretary will read the House file number.
House File Number 2, a bill for an act relating to employment, creating a family and medical benefit insurance program.
House File Number 2 will be referred to the Committee on Rules and Administration for comparison with Senate File Number 2, now on general orders. Member, there is a committee report to read.
Senator Murphy from the Committee on State and Local Government and Veterans, to which was referred House File Number 3100, a bill for an act relating to retirement, reducing the actuarial assumption for investment rate of return, etc., reports the same back with a recommendation that the bill be amended as follows. And when so amended, the bill do pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance. Pursuant to Joint Rule 2.03, the bill is referred to the Committee on Rules and Administration.
Senator Dziesek for a motion to adopt the committee report.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the committee report printed in the agenda and read by the Secretary be adopted, with the exception of the report pertaining to Joint Rule 2.03.
On the adoption of the committee report, all in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members will now proceed to the eighth order of business, which is the introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated. Members proceeding to the ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. We will adopt the author's motion as one. All in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senate Resolution Number 48 through 50 will be referred to the Committee on Rules and Administration, and there's no action required. Members, seeing nothing else, we are now proceed to the 13th order of business. Announcements of Senate interest. Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session: Farnsworth, Liske, Lucero, and Rarick. Any additional announcements of Senate interest?
Mr. President.
Senator Johnson.
Senate Republicans will reconvene caucus in 323 upstairs after we're done. Thank you.
Any other announcements of Senate interest? Seeing none, Senator Dziesek.
Thank you, Mr. President. The DFL will caucus immediately after session up in room 303. And with that, Mr. President, I move that the Senate do now adjourn until tomorrow, May 4th at 11 a.m.
Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails and the Senate is now adjourned.